Okay, have Irish companies been delisted, Wexford companies been delisted by Stena?
Yes, they have, Joe. I suppose it's common knowledge that Stena have taken over Celtic Link. A couple of weeks ago, we would have received a letter informing us to send in information, price lists, which we did. They responded to our email to say, thanks for the information, and we will get back to you in due course. Now, we would have extended an open meeting with them to discuss mm-hmm. or negotiate any issues that they might have had. So we're delighted to hear that they'll come back to us. But unfortunately, on Tuesday, we received no order to go into the boat, which was very disappointing from us because we didn't receive any letter or any notification telling us that we had stopped. Now, look, we're Wexford Creamery. All our customers are important to us. Mm. In the bigger scheme of things, it's not a massive account for us, but what we feel, it's a little bit of bad form and injustice to the local agent who's been given a fantastic service down there. He's been dealing with Celtic Link now since 2005 and P&O before that. Now, I suppose when the guys are stuck, they would ring him. They wouldn't ring me. He would get out with about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning if the boat couldn't dock. So he's been supplying fantastic service down through the years. So it's really going to affect him and his livelihood. Like, it's about 2,000 euros at the end
of
the day.
So who else has been delisted?
Well, there's a long list. I mean, I can list out Wexford Creamery, CJ O'Loughlin, Cavan & Meats and Escarty, Keeling's Fruit & Veg, Salty's Fish, Value Centre Cash & Carry, Sweetness Desserts, Stafford's Wholesales, Ecolab, and there's 2 or 3 other companies that don't have the list. So, I mean, it's not just money going out
but
the
hang on. Did you supply prices to Stena? What did you... Yeah. They sent you a letter saying, dear vendor, please send us what?
Please send us any relevant details, price lists, and say hygiene quality assured schemes, which we've sent on. Again, look at.
And you had to send them. You had to send them to Sweden, Malmo in Sweden.
Well, we emailed them. It is a Swedish company, but I think the Stena line is run from a British side. It is a Swedish company. Now we would have had dealings with
Sorry,
the British side.
Its registered offices in. Kent and Holyhead.
Yes, absolutely. Now, look, when we heard the news, we feared the worst. We didn't expect to get it, but I suppose it's been handled very poorly from start to finish. And while there is a long list of local food companies and Wexford companies involved, it's not just money gone out of the Wexford economy, it's money gone out of the Irish economy, which is frustrating to us, you know, because obviously we need to keep an eye on anything we can now and keep the jobs going, which is what it's all about.
Now we put this to Stena and they sent us, eventually we found a PR company, I don't know where they were, but we found them somewhere because the company wouldn't talk to us. Stena said that part of the acquisition of Celtic Link, we contacted all the suppliers 3 weeks ago to identify the scope and range of services being offered across the business in a bid to identify areas that might be, wait for this Neil, if you have pen and paper, might be able to better leverage with its central purchasing operation. Following a review of the supplier list, Stena Line contacted a number of local suppliers last week to inform them that they would not be continuing with their services and would instead be sourcing some of the services currently provided by local companies from the central purchasing department in Sweden. Now you say even companies that didn't get a letter are not getting the orders.
No, and I spoke to a couple of them this morning at this stage. Some of them didn't get the first letter, and some of us didn't get the final letter, which is very disappointing.
Okay, Stena would say, we're a multinational, that's business, get over it.
Yeah, absolutely, that's business. But I think there's people involved, they have no connection with Wexford, and I'm sure Flaherty's who own
Celtic Link, yeah.
Celtic Link would appreciate, and they've highlighted from the start.
By the way, was there
a
ever
bit over the odds? But they can understand the service.
Yeah,
that
but,
they
the, but the other thing as well is, you can't supply milk on an Irish ship. And now I know it's not registered, I presume it's not. But you can't supply milk on a ship going out of Rosslare from Sweden.
No, absolutely not. And I suppose to give you a little bit of history, we would have dealt with Stena Line about 12 years ago, and for whatever reason, it was before my time. They just told us they'd stop. Buying our product one day, which we didn't like at the time, but at the same time then there was 3 Christmases in a row when they were stuck and they would have contacted us.
Okay, can we now presume, by the way, that Stena, because Celtic Link, didn't they offer a very competitive service looking at their prices up to recently?
Yes, I think it's been stated.
So I presume Stena Link will bring down their prices again.
Well, this is the fear. Competition is a great thing. Now, somebody told me this morning that it was cheaper to get a car, 2 adults and 2 kids to France than it was to get them to England. And I suppose that's a line in the sand. That's something that we'll all have to watch out for the competition authorities. But
Okay, well, then we looked up some prices again. A customer sent us in a price yesterday. Now that it is only Stena and Irish Ferries competing across either the Irish Channel or indeed down through the English Channel to France. Stena, two adults, two children, a Ford Fiesta, Rosslare Fishguard. Stena, £370. Irish Ferries, £369. Okay, we looked at prices from Dublin to the UK, given that next week is going to be a big week in terms of Anglo-Irish. Dublin, the UK, two operators on the line, Irish Ferries and Stena, no Celtic Link, no one else. Irish Ferries and Stena, primarily in stroke passenger and the family tourism. Two adults, two children, cross from Dublin to Holyhead, standard car, 370 Stena. Guess what the Irish Ferries price is?
Go on.
No, you go on. Guess what the Irish Ferry, in competition, the Irish Ferry's price is the exact same.
The exact same.
Now, I'm sure that's just the way it awards. By the way, if you want to go from Dover to Calais, right, with two adults, two kids and a standard car, I know it's about an hour shorter, but Dublin to Holyhead is about 3.5. Dover to Calais is about 2.5, depending on the day. Yeah. So it's not far off. The Dover to Calais price on a ferry with a car and two children is £126. The Dublin to Holyhead price is £370. Okay. But that's the business. I know it's not Stena. I'm talking about ferry companies. Okay.
Yeah. It is
the most expensive stretch in the world, Ireland to England. Yeah. Maybe Michael Dee will bring it up with the Queen or whatever. Andy Kenny's going, he might bring it up with David Cameron. Why is it so expensive to get from Ireland to UK on a ship? But we presume, Neil, this would be the argument, and also I presume no one will watch it, and then when you try and raise it a few months down the road, you won't get any traction, unfortunately. I presume Stena will bring down the prices that were being charged by Celtic Link because they say they're getting everything cheaper, but let's wait and see.
That's not the way it works, but I will say, Joe, before Tuesday, we had three fishing sailing companies in Rosslare. We had Irish Ferries, Celtic Link and Stena. Irish Ferries and Celtic Link do use local suppliers. I think it's unfair to say that about Irish Ferries.
Say it again then. Seriously, I was just making a point on prices, but if you want to make that point that Irish Ferries do buy local, and that's to be in the world we live in. And Kenny was on about it this morning with Ryanair, the new announcement. He was on about it with the new computer company, buying local business, supporting local.
It's never been more important than it is now, and there's a knock-on effect. You can't. I give you an example of the milk sector. They're selling milk cheaper now than bottled water, and the milk has to be farmed by the farmer, collected, packed, pasteurised, and got back out, and they're selling it cheaper than water. So I think people have to be conscious. We understand that people are at the core and they're under pressure from mortgages and utility bills, but we can't produce cheap food at the price it's been produced at, because it does have a knock-on effect. I mean, you look at the Wexford farmers. We're in a tough position, but we're fighting our corner well.
Okay, that's Neil Murphy, and I say Irish Ferries do shop local, but the prices and the ones we looked up, maybe there's all loads of variations, but the cheapest prices from Ireland to UK on Stena and Irish Ferries, which are now the only two providers as such. I know there's a P&O out of Dublin, but it's mainly a freight ship. But the prices for the family, two children, two adults and a car, almost exactly the same, 369, 370, 51551.